Who's the only one here who knows illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Let me ask you guys some questions.
Okay.
Both of you. Would you rather your wife or girlfriend tell you that she would love to get banged by Justin Bieber or Evander Holyfield?
God, that's a tough one.
Not for me, it would be Justin Bieber.
Not actually that I'm not asking who you'd rather she sleep with. I'm asking who you'd rather she want to sleep with. It's definitely you'd rather she sleep with Justin Bieber.
You can make it more compelling by naming two white people. I mean, let's be honest.
I'm not being racist. I just wouldn't want my woman stretched the fuck out. I don't feel like Justin Bieber would do much damage.
Let's see. I say Bieber, too. I would rather she want Bieber because at least I'm in the ballpark of Bieber. You know what I mean? Like,
I think I'm more in the Holyfield
ballpark. you're the real deal. Chris, the real deal, Clements.
Plus, I wouldn't. I feel that Bieber would be just as bad at sex as I am.
Okay, I've got another one.
Okay.
Would you rather your girlfriend or wife want to have sex with Hugh Hefner or George Wendt from Cheers?
Definitely George Wendt.
But that means she likes big dudes.
No, that just means she has.
That's pretty nasty to imagine George Wendt on top of your lady.
No, first of all, she would do a reverse cowgirl. And second of all,
you don't get to choose.
I know. She's told me what she wants to do to George Wendt. but second of all, she might just have a soft spot for him from watching Cheers. Like maybe he just gives her a specific feeling from like being a teenager.
No, it's pure physical.
You think that when George Wendt climaxes, he goes, "Come!"
That one took me a minute. So I still say George Wendt. What about you, Ben?
You may be right, because the thing that I would think with Hugh Hefner would be he's probably has tons of VD.
Yeah, no kidding. That guy's had sex with so many women.
So many dirty women, too.
Anyway, I would think probably Hugh Hefner, because then she could just say, well, he's a legend. He's had sex with all these women. It would be a turn on for him to have sex with me. I don't want her to be turned. I don't like the thought of like a sweaty George Wendt just having his way with my lady.
Do you think that's something that a lot of women think about, though? Like, I feel
Wendt,
like
yeah.
It would be the opposite. Like a guy that's been with a lot of girls, you would think that would be a turn off.
Definitely. It's a turn off.
I mean, unless it's somebody famous, like, I'm sure a lot of girls would want to be with some douchebag like Paul Walker.
Or Derek Jeter.
Yeah, but I mean, Hugh Hefner, he's like 100.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this last one.
All right.
Who would you rather your girlfriend want to have sex with? George W. Bush.
All right.
Or Whoopi Goldberg.
I gotta go W.
Now, when she has sex with Whoopi Goldberg, can it be like I'm dead, but I stepped into Whoopi Goldberg's body and I finger blast her as Whoopi Goldberg?
No, you're dead, but you're like Patrick Swayze. You can talk to Whoopi while they're fucking, but your wife can't hear you.
Because don't you remember when, what's her name? God damn, who was the main woman in that movie?
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, do you remember when she made out with Whoopi Goldberg? Because
yes, I do.
You remember that? That's what I'm saying. Like, can I step into Whoopi's body?
No. You're going to be Patrick Swayze. You're going to be hovering over the room watching them scissor. But I'll let her call Whoopi Oda Mae. believe I knew her name.
I was going to say, man, you're going deep there, Chris.
Well, he does have that ghost poster up in his room.
Also, the tattoo.
And it seems like every girlfriend that he has on their first anniversary, he insists that they do recreate that pottery scene where he's just wearing like the white dress shirt.
Yeah. But that usually just ends up with me sitting at the potter's wheel jerking off with clay as lube.
You guys want to play? Chris, did you eat dinner yet?
Ben, how do you play that?
Ben, did you eat dinner tonight?
I did.
All right, Chris is the game? Chris is the judge.
Oh, what's this game called?
We'll play Food Court.
Play the 18-minute intro.
We're just gonna do it over the intro. So, Chris, you're the judge this time.
Okay.
First, the plaintiff.
Food court is in session.
Yeah. First, the plaintiff, Danny Savage. He had grilled cheese sandwiches with diced tomatoes and onions.
You gotta do it like the guy, like, Danny had beef stroganoff. He said it was delicious.
All right, Ben, the defendant, what did you have?
I had a frozen flatbread pizza with a freshly tossed salad.
Ben begs to differ. He says fresh frozen pizza and tossed salad is more delicious.
All right, so now you have to let us make our case for our food.
All right.
Let's see. Well, I cooked my grilled cheese sandwiches in a grilled cheese sandwich maker.
Bullshit!
which grilled them to perfection without any greasy residue.
Oh, I doubt that.
Wait, you're the judge. You're not. You don't just.
I'm extremely not.
Wow, you're a really tough judge. You want a receipt for everything too. You need paperwork to verify everything. And the tomatoes were fresh, and so were the onions, which I don't think is true for Ben's frozen pizza.
How dare you?
So go ahead, Ben.
Well, my meal started with a freshly tossed salad, which consisted of romaine hearts that I chopped in half-inch ribbons, put a little broccoli coleslaw on the top just for some crunch and added nutrition. I know that's something the judge cares about. Okay. What else do we have on there? Some sliced almonds, grape tomatoes, and we finished it with a little blue cheese vinaigrette. Fresh green onions. You can't have a summer salad without some fresh green onions.
What about the pizza? That was frozen. That had freezer burn and you know it.
Oh, it didn't.
Order!
I just bought it like a week ago.
You need a gavel.
I just bought the pizza like a week ago and it's been at a constant perfect temperature in our Samsung freezer.
What brand?
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Okay.
It was the flatbread pizza with pepperoni, and it also had red and yellow bell pepper strips.
I've heard enough. I'm ready to rule.
You don't even need to go to your quarters?
No, this is an easy one.
All right.
Well, Ben almost lost me with the blue cheese dressing, but then he mentioned vinaigrette, which gave him a half a point back.
Right.
I hate blue cheese. I won't stand it.
Not in your court.
Not in my court. You're dangerously close to contempt. But Danny, he didn't have a prayer when he mentioned he made it in his sandwich maker thing.
Why is that?
Because that thing's fucking filthy. I wouldn't eat anything out of that sandwich maker. Remnants of every sandwich that have ever been made out of it are still there.
That's not true. Tanya cleaned it right before.
Well, I need to see documentation of that.
You could ask her.
The pizza is really what won this for me. I love DiGiorno.
Yeah. I'll admit, I felt a little strange even arguing against pizza. You know?
Yeah.
Usually I'm the one trying to make the case for pizza.
And let's be honest, grilled cheese for dinner, that's what you make when you're low on cash and that's all you have in the fridge.
See, I beg to differ.
Nobody plans a grilled cheese. Maybe for lunch. I'll give it to you on a weekend lunch.
It was so hot today that I just didn't want any real food, but it sounded perfect. So I specifically stopped to pick up tomatoes and onions so I could make them when I got home.
And it's never too hot to fire up your filthy-ass sandwich maker.
You know what's great? Take that grilled cheese and dip it in tomato soup.
Yeah.
That shit's delicious. But anyway, so Danny, the judge didn't see things your way. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I still stand by my grilled cheese, but I have to admit that when Ben was describing the pizza, I was getting a little bit hungry. You know I like pizza. By the way, you guys want pizza?
Just be sure to bring documentation next time.
All right. Thank you.
Here comes the defendant. How'd you feel about the ruling, Ben?
I'd like to think that I won based off of my pizza alone, but when you throw a filthy-ass sandwich maker in there, he didn't stand a chance, not even against pizza. So go fuck yourself.
You are listening to Shawnee Radio.
I want to bring this up. I'm going to bleep out the name, but you guys both know this person. So,
knew it was going to be about
has an opinion about gay marriage.
He has an opinion?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well,
how did you find his opinion?
Because I'm friends with him on Facebook. So the stuff he types just shows up in my feed, and I almost always read it because he's always saying something about politics, which is really funny because I don't know if I should say, well, he's retarded. He's an actual retard.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's literally retarded.
But he's always talking about like, oh, come on. You're telling me that we don't need to raise taxes? And it's like, you really figured out the right way to close the gap on the budget. Like, he's always giving this opinion that he clearly copied and pasted from like some website or something. And he's super conservative
in his
Facebook opinions. But anyway,
That'd be like if gave me advice on walking.
I got a lot of bleeping to do on this episode. So let me get this straight. Kelsey Grammer can end a 15-year marriage by phone. Larry King is on divorce number 9. Hang on. Keep in mind, this is a retard. Britney Spears had a 55-hour marriage. Jesse James and Tiger Woods, while married, were having sex with everyone. Arnold and Wiener and 53% of Americans get divorced, and 30-60% cheat on their spouses. Yet, same-sex marriage is going to destroy the institution of marriage? Really? That's his post. But then what's funny, you go to the first comment, it's... Yes, it will. There is too much downplay on marriage already, with a ton of exclamation marks. He clearly copied and pasted that because he didn't understand what his point was.
Oh my God.
So he's arguing with himself.
Why did he comment on his own post?
Well, I don't know that. It was so weird. I laughed out loud when I saw that.
Man, that guy's retarded.
Actually, I don't think he actually is retarded.
I think he's like Forrest Gump. He's like a few points above the retard line.
No, I think he has, I know we're going to get a lot of shit about saying retard, but whatever. That was the technical term for a long time for being, you know, having less than.
But we don't mean it in a hateful way.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember exactly.
I think he has cerebral palsy.
Does he have that thing where he walks around like a T-Rex?
Now that's going to bring the letters in.
Yes, he does have that exact thing. I think that's the technical term for it.
I'm not a doctor.
That thing where you walk around like, Mr. and Mrs., we have bad news for you. Your son's been born with that thing that makes you walk around like a T-Rex.
Well, maybe he just hasn't evolved out of that yet.
Chris, should we bring Dr. Zachary Moore back on to get you up to date on evolution?
Do you think that there were ever retarded dinosaurs? I mean, other than the T-Rex. I wonder that, though. Like, are there retarded animals? Because there's retarded people.
Definitely there are retarded animals. They just die most of the time because there are no... Because
the animals don't want to keep them around to make fun of them. They just kill them.
They keep them around a little while to make fun of them. But the predators kill them. And also, there's no government programs in place to keep them alive.
Okay. Then how come we have retarded people? Shouldn't we have killed them all off a long time ago?
Well, the reason we have...
I don't understand retardism. Probably.
I think the reason that retarded people... Yeah, I don't either. Let's not have this discussion because we don't... It doesn't matter. We don't know anything about it.
All right, we don't know. We're just talking.
We're just rapping here. But what I think is that when you have a retard for a kid, that means there was a genetic mutation. Like something went wrong with the pregnancy.
That's right. I knew that. You're right.
I think.
No, you're right.
And so that you'll never get rid of that because
that's true.
It happens during the pregnancy.
The fucking retards probably isn't a great idea.
It's not a good idea.
I saw this documentary. I think I've brought this up before.
Right.
This was on, like, I think it was on HBO. This was years ago. It was about people who aren't retarded getting married to people who are retarded.
Right.
And this guy is like a college professor. He married this retarded woman. And everyone kind of got pissed at him because they thought he had some kind of retard fetish. Seriously. And maybe he did. I don't know. It didn't go into that. But it just kind of showed her home life because she had a baby too.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how difficult it is to take care of a baby when you're retarded.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't mean to make fun of this, but it was pretty funny because she would they showed her holding the baby and she had those arms that she can't really control. And then she just kind of dropped. she kind of just dropped the baby on the bed. And the baby had this look like, what the fuck? The baby doesn't know it has a retarded mother. I kind of felt bad for the baby.
Why would he marry a retarded person? And did the documentary or movie paint him in like a sort of good light or a bad light for it? Or did they sort of?
It was pretty neutral, but I painted him in sort of a bad light. He seemed kind of weird to me.
Really?
Something strange about marrying
a retard seems strange to you.
Yeah, I mean,
of course it's strange.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, because that's not genetically we're. I mean, it's. It's in our blood to not fuck a retard. It is.
Well, it's not in my blood.
it's in our genes. Our genes are programmed to seek out the best genes to have kids and carry on a healthy offspring. You don't really think, oh, this retard looks like it's going to be good at raising babies. You know, you don't think that. I know that sounds really harsh, right. But that's, I mean,
well,
deep
she obviously, you know, needed some help because she couldn't take care of the baby that well. I from what I saw in this brief documentary, when he came home, he had to tell her what to do. He told her to cook dinner for the baby, and she for some reason shoved a knife in a light socket. I guess that's dinner to her.
I was wondering how long it was going to take for.
I'm kidding. That didn't really happen. But seriously, though, it's not fun to make fun of retarded people.
No, it's not. I mean, it's fun, but it's not funny.
It's both, but it's not right.
Okay.
Shoddy Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
Hey, I was in the bath, man.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for letting the ring 5 times.
That's no problem.
I was getting clean and relaxing after a rough day.
Oh, cool.
He's rubbing one out.
Did the Giants? He can hear you. Did the Giants sweep the Cubs?
They swept the doubleheader, and they're trying to win right now. Lincecum looked pretty good. Or the Lincecum's looking pretty good right now, I mean.
So, Dad, did you hear about the Dodgers?
I did. I'll bet you had fun with that all day.
Yeah. My dad called me and told me about how the Dodgers went bankrupt and he was laughing maniacally.
That is so wonderful. How many people did you break the news to? Or did people already know?
A few people knew. They were hanging their head in shame.
I'll bet.
And the Giants have never had more money.
It's true.
I know, man. After winning the World Series, man, and everybody sellouts every day.
They're going to sell out every game of the year. They're selling all kinds of merchandise. They're selling bricks that you can get personalized at the stadium.
Oh, yeah. How much are those?
They're like $400 or something.
Jeez.
Awesome. Giants are looking so good. The world champion Giants, I might add.
7 in a row.
Hey, speaking of which, Dad, I wanted to tell you. I told you I put a call out to. I found a group on Facebook, which is just a website where you can try to you can kind of find people on Facebook, old people that you used to know. So I went there, and there's a page for San Francisco bike messengers. So I went there and I wrote, "Anyone here know Cred? I'm his son and I'm helping him look for some old friends." So let me read what Andrew F. McElroy, is it McElroy?
McElroy. You pronounced it right, yeah.
Andrew F. McElroy. Did he have a nickname?
That's how he pronounced his name, right.
Did he have a nickname?
McElroy is a good name. I don't remember.
You just called him McElroy?
McElroy, you don't need one.
Yeah. Okay. So the first time I saw your dad was in the 900 block of Mission. He was doing a skidding laydown dismount of his bike. Well, tell me again what a skidding laydown dismount is.
That's where you're going real fast and some fool gets in your way. And the only way that you can stop and not hit them is to skid sideways. And while you're skidding sideways, you stop by. While you're skidding sideways, you stop really quickly by you're going fast, but you skid sideways, and then you're parallel with the ground. And then you go down and you're parallel with the ground and you're skidding, you're going real fast, but by going parallel with the ground and sideways, you stop very quickly. In other words, you're going to either stop or you're going to be lifted up in the air. You know what I mean?
I got you.
You're going to hit and then have to come back up. Stand yourself back up to stop yourself.
I got you. You're just basically dumping the bike almost.
Because the bike is stopping your body pretty much. Because you're going sideways very quickly.
And you're skidding.
So that you're letting the bike take the punishment.
Yeah, you want to get as much friction, too, on the ground as possible to stop as fast as possible. Okay. He was doing a skidding laydown dismount. He had on his propeller beanie and a t-shirt that said fuck across the front. That was 6 or 7 years before I was formally introduced. He came in through the second story window at Charlie Brown's at the Greeks at 3rd and Bryant. Hell of a nice guy. Mac, the one that started in 81 for Allen's, and has Born Dead tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, I know Mac, right.
Yeah. So what was the story? You crawled through the second story window at Charlie Brown's?
Yeah, because I felt like it. I could see that would be a fun way to get in.
All right, so let me see.
The last time you crawled through a window, a Hell's Angel hit you with a gun,
yeah,
right?
You'd think you'd stop crawling through second-story windows. Okay, let me see what else I have. Dennis Adams wrote, do you know who Dennis Adams is? It's a black guy.
Yeah, sure.
Do you really know who it is?
It's not a black guy.
Oh, well, he has a picture of a black guy with a big smile.
Dennis Adams?
Yeah, with a big smile.
Dennis Adams.
Well, anyway, crud story. We're on Webster Street doing acid and listening to Metallica. Me, Mike Beck.
Oh, yeah, now I know, that's right.
Me, Mike Beck, Stefan Kazai?
Yeah, Kazaya.
Kazaya.
He was one of the Kazaya brothers.
Cindy Sutton, and your dad. He says, you know how people do acid and get all of these ideas? Yeah. Then we start farting? Yeah. Well, I call them wish eggs because we never do anything about all of these ideas we have when we're tripping. That's what they are. They're wish eggs. When you do acid, does farting just start to happen? Is that something that just always happens?
You never know, because it depends on your system and what you ate.
Oh, really?
But, you know, me, I don't like to do it, so I go outside quick, man. I ain't into farting, especially indoors.
So, but what he's talking about, wish eggs. Do you remember, he said you called them wish eggs. Because you get all you get all these good ideas when you're on acid,
and you
see the world in a different way. And he said, but you never can do anything with it once you finish. Do you remember any ideas you ever had?
No, but I remember that I felt so enlightened, and then I'd try to write some of them down and see if I could remember the concept and how brilliant the idea was, and see if I could do anything with it, but. The next day, I just couldn't comprehend how large and vast my mind was that I could shape the idea and picture a whole with it.
Right.
You know, in other words, and that's true, you know, that's the thing about acid. It's like, yeah, you get these great ideas, but you just don't have the mind the next day to comprehend where you were at. Once in a while, you can put something together if you really focus on it good. And realize how you can use it, but not very often.
So let's see, what else? Who else talked? Junior said...
JR, yeah.
Yeah, he said, I saw his old roommate Gabriel at the hate fair.
All right. Well, Gabriel was the wild Indian.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that him and Susie Q lived where we lived on Page Street when you were little kids.
Yeah.
Before we lived there. We lived with them for a little while, and then they moved to Yosemite.
And then he said he also talked to John Folk?
Yeah, four.
And what about Rabbit? You know who Rabbit is?
Rabbit's not a bike messer anymore. He makes good money because I used to go to a special guy, man, that did that. What in the world kind of job is that? It's a very important job. Let me think.
President.
No, come on. I mean, you know, he's
a very important job. He's a doctor. He's a
lawyer. Priest.
A lawyer, a priest.
No.
Teacher.
I
think teachers are the most important job.
A radio show host.
He's
a FedEx guy.
Chiropractor.
Produce manager.
Congratulations, man.
He washes trains.
Anyway, what about Mike Clive, Limey?
Nah.
You don't remember him?
I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm trying to think what...
I could tell.
I couldn't remember. It wasn't glasses. It was... doggone it. Where I'm thinking what Poe does now. John Poe.
An optometrist.
An ophthalmologist.
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
Probably.
Something like that.
A contact lens fitting specialist.
I'd have been that. I can't remember.
All right, Dad. Well,
thanks a lot.
Yep.
That was a flash from the past.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later, Dad. I love you.
I love you. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God! I could not stop laughing, Ben, when you were laughing. When he was describing the lady.
I feel like he was watching the game while he was doing that because he didn't want to finish the sentence.
I know. Well, I get. Oh, before we go, I wanted to point out some of the bumpers that I'll put in for the show tonight. Just the stuff we play in between.
in between the clips and stuff, and just the music in general we've received from listeners. So anyone who wants to send anything in, we encourage it, and we may play it on the show, if it depending on the quality, I guess. But so yeah, feel free to send something in, and thank you for listening.